take a look at this drawing. Can you tell what it is? I'm a molecular biologist by training, and I've seen a lot of these kinds of drawings. They're usually referred to as a model figure, a drawing that shows how we think a cellular or molecular process occurs. This particular drawing is of a process called clathrin-mediated endocytosis. It's a process by which a molecule can get from the outside of the cell to the inside by getting captured in a bubble or a vesicle that then gets internalized by the cell. There's a problem with this drawing, though, and it's mainly in what it doesn't show. From lots of experiments, from lots of different scientists, we know a lot about what these molecules look like, how they move around in the cell, and that this is all taking place in an incredibly dynamic environment. So in collaboration with enclathrin expert Thomas Kirkhausen, we decided to create a new kind of model figure that showed all of that. So we start outside of the cell, now we're looking inside. Clathrin are these three-legged molecules that can self-assemble into soccer ball-like shapes. Through connections with the membrane, clathrin is able to deform the membrane and form this sort of a cup that forms this sort of a bubble or a vesicle that's now capturing some of the proteins that were outside of the cell. Proteins are coming in now that basically pinch off this vesicle, making it separate from the rest of the membrane. And now clathrin's basically done with its job. And so proteins are coming in now, we color them yellow and orange, that are responsible for taking apart this clathrin cage. And so all of these proteins can get basically recycled and used all over again.